I live in a constant atmosphere of questioning of my inner self. I love it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. And the thought for today is the wonderful topic. I live in an atmosphere of constant questioning of my inner self, and I love it. When we listen to that inner atmosphere of who we are, when we are aware of the divinity that we are, we stop looking outwardly. And when we look inwardly, miracles happen. And these miracles are so fantastic, they're so joyous, they're so wonderful, that they startle us sometimes. They make us wonder just what really is going on in ourselves. What is really happening to our inner self? What is really happening to make us feel so wonderful? And, you know, that's something that makes us all think twice about it. I've been traveling around the world a lot. And as I travel around the world, I see people who are sort of new to the idea of taking charge of their life, new to the idea of taking charge of their thought. They're new to the idea of being the master of themselves. And when I say to them, hey, you created that by your thought, they say, oh, no, I didn't. That is something that's beyond me, beyond my finite ability to do anything. I say, no, it isn't. That's exactly whatever I think about is what I experience. And I think about a world of harmony and peace and love. And I will not listen to the newspaper accounts and television accounts of inharmony, because if I do, I empower that to be a force in my life. And you say, well, that's running around with your head in the sand. That's being an ostrich, you know. That's being a strange, wonderful creature who has no concern about what's going on in the world. Well, believe it or not, I have more concern, more love, more compassion for the world and all of the things that are going on in the world than you could ever imagine. Because what you think is compassion is merely a recognition of an appearance. Your compassion, or my compassion oftentimes, is just an illusion. Now, how do I think about that illusion? How do I create that illusion? How do I bring that illusion forth in my world? Well, I bring that illusion forth by my thought. You know the story of Daniel in the lion's den. He was forced to go into this den of lions, hungry lions. And these lions were very tough. They were accustomed to eating whatever was thrown into them. And Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. But Daniel surrounded himself with his own love, the love of God, the love of divinity. And he said, I go to greet my good. Wow. I didn't read that in the Bible. That's true, you didn't. That's what he said, though. I go to greet my good. Good goes from me, good comes to me. Good goes from me, good comes to me. And he walked into that lion's den. And those lions looked at him, and they said, oh boy, here's a tough one. And we're going to have to change our attitude about this one. This one is pure love. This one is peace and harmony and beauty. This one is something that we can't eat, something that we can only respect and love. We're all in this together, boys. We're all in this together of being hungry. And he's in here, and he's in here with the realization that he could be eaten or not. But you see, Daniel didn't have the realization that he could be eaten or he could not. Daniel went into the lion's den with perfect love. And he surrounded all those lions with his perfect love. That's who he was. He couldn't do anything else. And the lions responded to him with perfect love. Now, if that's not a condition of war, I can't imagine what a condition of war is. You go into a circumstance where there's tension, where there's unhappiness, where there's anything that is going to destroy you or that is going to take away your rights to be who you are and what you are. And if you fearfully go in there and say, oh dear, there's nothing I can do, then truly there's nothing you can do. And you are claimed by that which you go into. Daniel went in there, and he spoke his word, and he said, I live in an atmosphere of constant questioning of my inner self. I love it. And he didn't say, why am I here? He said, I am here because I know why I'm here. I'm here to bring love to this circumstance, to bring peace to this circumstance, to be joy to this circumstance, to bring wholeness to this circumstance. And he did. He did. None of the lions thought of eating him. Their only thought was, hey, this is a very lovely guy. And he petted them, and he loved them. And the lions responded by putting their head in his lap, by licking his face, by being gentle and kind to him. You know, we think of the conflicts going on in the world, and we think of the terrible things that we hear about that are going on in the world. There's always terrible things going on in the world. Some we hear about, some we don't. But when we hear about them, that means that we are being asked by the divinity of the universe to speak our word for peace, to speak our word for order and harmony, right action and truth. That's what we're being called upon. Whenever you read a newspaper and you see anything that is inharmonious with your way of thinking and your way of living, you immediately say, oh my gosh, oh, how terrible. Or you say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Or you say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. You affirm that. You know that. You experience that. And then all is in divine order. You see, as unhappy as it may be, we bring every experience into our life that we have. And the people who live in poverty, the people who live in illness, the people who live in tragedy, the people who live in experiences of war and ugliness, they bring it upon themselves. Oh, Herb, that's a terrible thing to say. My gosh, you know, you shouldn't say things like that. No, that's true. If more people would say that and realize it and do something about it, here you are living in a poverty situation. You have very little money and not enough food, and your children are hurting and whatever. And if you were just to change your thinking and say, I am infinite abundance. I am independently wealthy. I'm surrounded by all the means that please me and delight me. I'm surrounded by all the things that, you know, in a lot of families, there are fathers who take the money that they earn and they drink it up, or they use it for drugs, and the family suffers. And you say, yeah, oh, boom. And the father is starving the family. He is hurting the family. He doesn't think he's doing that. He thinks he's only doing his own pleasure, but he is. And the mother, who doesn't take care of her family, who has too many activities, she doesn't teach her children love and harmony and peace, and that their thoughts are things, and that they're responsible for every thought of their life. The mother is starving her own family. She's cheating her own family, but of course mostly she's cheating herself. Now, you say, that is really tough to say that to somebody. Yes, it is. And it's tough to say to a dying person, do you want to live or do you want to die? And the dying person says, well, I want to live. Why do you want to live? Because I'm supposed to live. No, you're not supposed to live. You're supposed to do whatever it is in your heart that's important to you. And if dying is important for you right now, then you go right ahead and die. If living is important for you, then you go right ahead and live. Now, how many ministers give this right to their parishioners? How many doctors give this right to their patients? How many people give this right to themselves? We are the creators of our world. We are the creators of our thought. We are the creators of every experience we have. Every experience. And no matter how happy or unhappy they are. And we can do anything we want. We can create a life of peace and harmony and love. Or we can create a life which reflects something else. Now, what do you want to create in your life? What sort of an experience do you want in your world? What sort of a life do you want to have that you're going to experience every day? Do you want a life of peace and love and harmony and joy and truth? Do you want a life that reflects what you think are the values that are important to you? Well, then think on these things. This is not something new. History has taught us this. Philosophy has taught us this. The Bible, the Quran, all the great books of religion teach this. And all the great books of religion teach the same thing. It's just that the followers sometimes get mixed up in thinking that theirs is the only way. Their way of presenting it is the only way. And perhaps it is. But what is right for you and what is right for me? That's the way we apply our life. I live in an atmosphere of constant questioning of my inner self. And I say to myself, is this what I want to experience? And if it is, I just keep on pouring the coals to it. If this is not what I want to experience, I start affirming, knowing, being what I want to experience. I start living in the consciousness of peace, harmony, life, love, and truth. Think on these things. It's a heavy thought for today, but it's a wonderful thought for today. It's a wonderful thought for any day. If we could have in our consciousness every day of our life, I live in an atmosphere of constant questioning of my inner self, and I love it. I'm always saying, is this what I want? Is this who I am? Is this my dream for myself and my creation? And if it's not, well then, start dreaming what is for yourself and your creation. And if it is, go for it. It's yours, and you're wonderful. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you in all my heart and all my soul and all my being, and that I see you fulfilling the dream that makes your life the most wonderful, the most satisfying, the most fulfilling thing that has ever happened on the face of the earth. I love you, I love you, I love you.